I want you to stop getting caught up in the negativity, those cycles in your brain where you're like, am I even cut out for this? Yes, you are. And so the more that I have become comfortable understanding that there are going to be natural business highs and business lows, the easier it's been for me, to be honest with you. So just take a deep breath and understand that business is a roller coaster and you can 100% do this. Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. If you're anything like me, you're always searching for the next best podcast to listen to. One of my friends and guest from this show, Joy Michelle, hosts the Call to Both podcast. Joy believes you don't have to choose between the business you love and the people you love. Each week, you will hear episodes on productivity, visibility marketing, and growing a business that aligns with your life. So add the Call to Both podcast to your weekly lineup. We've linked it in the show notes, and you can also head to calltoboth.com. Go check out Joy's podcast. It's seriously the best. I love listening to it when I am taking walks around the neighborhood or when I'm doing laundry. Joy just has this way of speaking into your life and really feeling like you can do anything, even if you have 2 hours a day to work on your business. So head on over to the Call to Both podcast or calltoboth.com. We are celebrating 5 years of the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. I can't believe that I've been podcasting for 5 years. It has been a whirlwind, but it has been so life-giving hearing your takeaways, your wins, things you've learned from the podcast. And then, of course, all of you who listen to the podcast that have then joined our From Broke to Booked Blueprint program. I love you. I love you. I love you. So in celebration of our 5-year podcast anniversary, we are giving two photographers their choice of either a full scholarship to join the From Broke to Booked Blueprint program, which by the way, is a $2,000 value, or a 1-hour one-on-one strategy call with me. And so those are the two options that two photographers are going to have their choice to win. So here's how to enter. Number one, leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and then take a screenshot. Then I want you to email your screenshot to brooke@brookjefferson.com. And then for a bonus entry, if you'll share the podcast, so screenshot it, show us where you're listening to it, post it to your stories, and then tag me at the Brooke Jefferson. And that is how you are going to win. This giveaway runs from April 1st through April 7th, and we will announce the winner on Instagram. And also, we will email a big email out to our email list. So we are so, so excited. Help us celebrate 5 years and share it with your friends. So for today's episode, I am going to be sharing 5 lessons I've learned in 10 years of owning a photography business. This one is going to be so good for those of you that are either at the very beginning of your journey, or for those of you that are a little more seasoned and you need a little pep in your step. So I'm very excited to go over these 5 things. All right, so let's dive into it. Lesson number one. There will always be business highs and business lows. And what I mean is you can't expect your business to be the exact same month after month, year after year. You will see times in your photography business where you are having the best month you've ever had. You're making the most amount of sales you've ever made. You're booking your highest amount of sessions you've ever booked. And then you might have a month where you are really pulling teeth to get people to book with you. And I want you to realize that this is normal. There are so many factors when it comes to being a business owner that you have to be aware of and understand that it has an effect on your business. And some of those factors can be, you know, the economy. It could be, you know, maybe your personal life is up in flames right now, and so you can't give 100% to your business. I just need you guys to understand that this is normal. You're not a failure if you have a slow month or two. That doesn't make you a failure. It doesn't mean that you're not, you know, it doesn't even mean that you're doing something wrong. That is just how business goes. Now, I can help you get to a pretty consistent basis to where if you have a goal to hit, you know, a certain amount of sessions a year, we can definitely make that happen. I just want you guys to stop beating yourself up when you have a slow month, or I want you to stop getting caught up in the negativity, those cycles in your brain where you're like, am I even cut out for this? Yes, you are. And so the more that I have become comfortable understanding that there are going to be natural business highs and business lows, the easier it's been for me, to be honest with you. So just take a deep breath and understand that business is a roller coaster and you can 100% do this. Lesson number two, the more that I lean into my uniqueness and my own style, the more I attract my ideal client. So one of my biggest pet peeves, and I know that I've shared this multiple times before, the biggest pet peeve that I have is when every single photographer in the industry hops on a trend or tries to look like each other. So I'll give you an example. And this is not to knock anybody. It's just to give a really good visual example so that we can all be on the same page here. Okay. So here's the deal. One of the biggest trends that I saw was everybody would decorate their studio in a boho style. And I feel like right now that's starting to taper off. I think boho will always be a style. It will always be a preference for some people. But I wanted to look different. I didn't want a boho style. So I tried really hard to go the opposite direction. And I want to encourage you to lean into what makes you unique. We're not all called to have the same perspective or to have the same editing style. I want you to really lean into what lights you up. What are you drawn to? And what do you ultimately want to produce when it comes to your photography? Really, really lean into those things because that is ultimately what is going to help set you apart. Now, the beautiful thing about all of us as photographers is that we are already unique and we are already made to stand out because every single one of us comes with our own personality and our own life experiences. And that right there is one of the best marketing strategies you will ever have. So now what I want you to do is I want you to embrace it. So again, lesson number two, the more you lean into your uniqueness and you stop trying to look like everybody else or think that because the best paid photographer in your area does something that you have to do it too. You don't. Lean into your uniqueness and watch your business grow. Lesson number three. My level of success is directly related to my mindset and consistent strategy. If there is anything that I teach and preach the most on this podcast, this is the one. This is the one. This is why some episodes, it feels like I am giving you that talk that you've needed or that I am lighting a fire under your booty to get you to get up and do something. That's on purpose because when your mindset, if you're showing up to your business or you're showing up to your marketing and you're already going into it with a negative mindset, that is the result that you are going to produce. If you every day in your business are telling yourself, I'm in a saturated area, there's so many other people, nobody wants to book me, that is exactly the business you will yield. So I want you to be very mindful of your mindset. Okay, get in rooms, get in community, come get coaching, snag a power hour with me. I promise I will speak life into you because there is a reason that you are called to do this and that you want it to work so badly. The second part of this is consistent strategy. If there is one thing that we are all guilty of, it is the fact that we truly are not consistent. Let me give you a real life example in an area where I am not consistent. I am working on this. It may be a lifelong journey for me, but when it comes to working out, I, for some reason, cannot stay consistent. I will have amazing weeks or I will have amazing months, and then all of a sudden I will put it away for like 6 months. I don't know why, but that is where I struggle. And I think for a lot of you, business is something that comes very naturally to me. I know that these are gifts that God has given me through teaching, through marketing, through strategy, through encouraging people. I know that those are my gifts and they come a lot more naturally to me. And I would rather pour my time and energy and stuff into business or other things that I love rather than working out. And I think most of you are the opposite. Business does not come naturally to you, and you would rather be doing things that you're really good at. And so a lot of times we put it at the bottom of our to-do list, or we say, oh, we'll get to that later. And then we end up not getting around to it, which then makes us inconsistent. And then that is why we don't have the results that we want, right? Brooke is not going to get a toned body if she can't stay consistent in her workouts. And you guys are not going to get this amazing business result that you want if you're not, you know, being consistent to your strategy, your business model, all of the things. So that is lesson number three. Lesson number four, this is a big one. So lean in. Imposter syndrome never fully goes away. It's up to you to protect your boundaries and yourself from getting swept up by imposter syndrome. So here's the deal. When you're a beginner, I remember this so clearly. I remember at the beginning of my photography career, looking around and feeling like the smallest fish in the ocean at that point, and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm not as good as these people. And then when I got to the next stage in my business, when I was proving myself, you know, good enough to get clients, I was still getting caught up in imposter syndrome. And then when I wanted to become an educator and I wanted to coach other photographers how to really build profitable businesses and help their mindset and all the things, I started to feel imposter syndrome around other people who were already doing that and me thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not as good as them. So here's the deal. Imposter syndrome, it never fully goes away. Now, I have managed my imposter syndrome and me getting swept up in comparison and feeling bad about myself and all of those things. I truly, really only struggle maybe one or two times a year where I really just get inside my head with this, which is why I always have a coach. Always, always, always. Because I need someone to talk me off the ledge. I need someone to speak life into me and truth into me when I go down these spirals. But how I manage it is I want you guys to have the freedom to mute people, to unfollow people, to stop looking at what everyone else is doing. You need to really stay true to yourself and stay in your lane so that you can see the success that is for you. It's yours for the taking, but you have to choose it. So if right now, every time you log into Instagram, you see another photographer that makes you feel less than, it's time to mute. It's time to mute them for a little while because you have to protect yourself first so you can show up and be the best photographer you need to be for your clients. All right, the last one, lesson number five. You have never fully arrived. There is always room for you to grow and improve. Here's the biggest mistake you can possibly make once you hit your goals is to think that you are above education, you are above mentors, you are above any room for growth. You will never stop growing. This goes for every area of your life, but really specifically to your mindset and your business skills. There is always room to grow. I have not fully arrived. And I am confident in saying I am not the best photographer on planet Earth, and I'm okay with that. But you know what I'm confident in? I'm confident in the fact that I know that day in and day out, I'm doing the best that I possibly can. And I am really pouring into my clients and I am impacting them for the rest of their life. I'm showing up to my calling and I'm doing it to the best of my ability. And I love it. And I hope I get to do this for as long as God will allow me to. And so it's okay to not be the best person in the room. You don't need to be the best photographer in your town to have a profitable business and to live out your calling. That is definitely for someone, and you know who you are if that was for you. It's something that I needed to hear a really long time ago. I will never say that I'm the best or that my marketing strategy is the best out there. What I'm going to say is what I teach works because I walk it out. I will never teach or encourage someone to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. That would be crazy. But I'm also always investing. I'm always investing in the next course, in the next skill, and the next business coach or mentor, and the next mastermind, because I know that I'm the one that's capping my success and my ceiling, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to always keep an open mind, be ready for the next investment, be ready for the next experience, and keep growing. Keep investing in yourself because you have not fully arrived. All right, guys, that is it. Those are five of the top lessons that I have learned in the last 10 years of owning a photography business. I hope you found encouragement in that. I hope you were uplifted. And again, go enter that giveaway. Take a screenshot right now. Share with me your favorite takeaway. Tag me at the Brooke Jefferson on Instagram. And then also don't forget to come give us a rating and written review. Screenshot that and email it to me, Brooke at brookejefferson.com. Someone is winning incredible coaching and mentorship. And I can't wait to see the two photographers that get to walk away with that amazing investment in themselves. I will catch you guys on the next one.